Okay, we're going forward now. We're on. Where are we, Gil? No funny cracks, though. Serious now. Yeah, I found in the interim, right? Okay, now Bisman. So we're on the middle wide lines, meaning that you know Bisman sheshliach tzibor oimer moedim. When the shliach tzibor says moedim, okay. As we did this morning, ha'om ma'ohem omrim. What do the am say in response? Okay, omer rav. So modim anachnu loch, right? So this basically what we say. So this is what we call modim de rabbanon, right? The little thing to the left of modim. What we say, right? We say modim anachnu loch, Hashem Elokeinu, al shal anu modim loch. That should be right. We thank you, right, Hashem, our God, on that we thank you. So this is a very shortened version of modim. You can do this pretty quick, this one. Now, so what's going to happen, right, I'll tell you the end of the story, is basically we're going to have, actually, I heard in the shiur, it's interesting, the Beis Yosef apparently says, why do we call it modim de rabbanon? But the reason we call it modim de rabbanon, apparently, is because lots of rabbis have different opinions what you say. And we add them all together, and that's why we've got modim of the rabbanon all right, because we're now going to have a list of rabbis what they said, and Rashi explains that each one is not arguing with the other; they're actually adding on. So basically, what we're going to do with all these different opinions, we're just going to create this morning the modim de rabbanon. We're going to see it right. So this is a process. So if you look, when you go through it, if you look through a siddur, basically some bits we're going to repeat, which like. But the new bits, I'll point out, right? Shmuel Amar, Elokei Kol Basar. That's what he added on, right? The God of all flesh, which we say in modim, yeah? Al Sha'anu Modim Loch, which is the bit at the end, right? Now, Rabbi Simai Oimer, now this is the new bit. Yotzreinu, Yotze Bereshis, right? Our creator, the creator of the beginning, yeah? Al Sha'anu Moedim Lach. That's just the last bit. Yeah, now, Nardoi, Omri, they say, Mishmei de Rebbe Simai, a different version of what Rebbe Simai said. They say, Brochois, this is what he's adding. Brochois, Vahoidois, blessings and thanks. L'shim Kho Godl to your great name. Al Shechi Sonu, that you kept us alive. Bikiam Tonu, when you carried, continuous keep us alive. Al Sha'anu Moedim Lach, that we blessed, right? We thank you. Now, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mesayim, so you notice that was different. He was Mesayim. He finishes off with the following: bar Hachi, with it thusly. So, open quotes: Kain Techayenu. Now it's like it turned into a tefillah, right? Thusly, you should keep us alive, v'techanenu, and you should we should give us charm, v'tikabseinu. You should gather us together, v'te'asoif, and we should all be gathered again. I suppose, bring us together and gather us together, Gal Yuseinu, or the exile, Lachat Suiz Koshecha, to the Chatzerim, whatever, of your holy one, basically the base of Mikdash, the Shmuchu Kecha, to guard your statues, for Lassus Rutzenecha, and to fulfill your will, Belev Shalem, Al Sha'anu Moedim Loch. Okay. No, it's actually it's our version.
Okay.
It's what it says on the thing. Okay, fine. Okay, good. Very good. So okay, I'm a Rav Papa. So now look at this. Comes Rav Papa and he says, right, Hilkach, therefore, Neimrinhu, we should say them, the cool who to all of them. And which we do.
Well, okay. Back to what's that thing got to do with us? Yeah.
Well, this is because Berchus Kohenim. This is part of the yeah. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says Rabbi Yitzchak Le'olam Tihei Emet Sibor Lecha. It should always be the fear, but it's more the concern of the Tibor upon you. You should be concerned about the Tibor.
Right.
Sharei Kohenim. Peneim Kalapia Am. Do you see the Kohanim? Who are they facing? They're facing the nation. Kalapi means towards the nation. Fa'achorehem, and their backs are Kalapi Shechina. the turning away Kavayochel from Hashem. Okay, so it's, in a certain sense, he's more concerned about the tzibur. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha. Rav Nachman says from here, yeah, V'yakom Melech David, David Melech got up, Al Raglov upon his feet, V'yoyma, and he said to the people, Shimu'uni Achai, V'ami, right? He says, hear me, my brothers and my nation. Okay, so he refers to Klal Yisrael as his brothers and his nations. So the Gemara says, right, Im Achai Lama Ami. If he says you're my brothers, why does he say my nation? V'im Ami, and if he's saying you're my nation, why is he saying Achai? I mean, because it's a different relationship. You know, you relate to your brother the differently from you relate to your subjects. I have a brother, but I don't have subjects. But if I would have subjects, definitely would relate them differently. Yeah. So what's going on? So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Lahem David Lisrael. David said to Israel, Im Atem Shomim Li. But if you're going to listen to me, like we can have a conversation. Right, Achei Atem, you're my brothers. Right, we're having a conversation. I ask you to do something, and you listen. Right, then you're my brothers. Okay. So now let's look at Rashi over here. Rashi over here. Im Atem Shomim Li. You see it?
Yeah.
Lihoy shleimim lamakom. To be, right? Meaning, you listen to me to be, serve Hashem in the correct way. Achai, you're my brothers, v'chavarai, atem. You're my brothers, because this is David HaMelech, he's an Eved Hashem, he's serving Hashem, and he wants people to serve Hashem with him, right? To get together, the serving Hashem group, right? Alma, but a melech amos tzibur alav, right? That you see the melech has the concern, yeah, of the tzibur upon him. Im kashirim him. He wants them. It's not just about them serving God in the sense of, like, you know what I mean? Like I can force you to, because you're my subjects, which we can see in the continuation. He wants them to be on the program. Yeah, he wants them to be serving Hashem like him, to have a relationship with God, right? Back to the Gemara. Ve'im lav, ami atem. If you're not going to be into it, you're not going to be on the program as doing it together, right? Ami atem, va'ani roide eschem v'makel. And I will roide means to be to rule you with you guys with basis of prefix makel with a stick, meaning they're going to serve Hashem either way, right? They can do it willingly as a team. Yeah, as his brother, and it's like, and if you want to do it, it affects you, or he's going to get him to do it anyway. Now, so that's another. So you see that he was concerned about the tzibur. Next thing, Rabban and Amri Meacha, they say from over this from here, De'ena Kohenim Rishayim La'alois B'Sandaleim. The Kohenim are not allowed to go up to the Duchan with their sandals on, right? The Duchan. V'zehu achas mitesh tikkunos. This is from Rosh Hashanah. This is one of the nine tikkunos. Shehiski and Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai. Okay, my timer. What is the reason that basically they can't go up with the shoes on? Right, lav mishum kovat tzibur. You go up with dirty shoes. It's not respectful. You know. So we're concerned about, you know, the people. You know, people should respect us. Right, you should respect the people. So we push this off. Yeah, Amaravashi lo. That's not proof from here to be that we're concerned about the tibor. Hosam shemi nifsuka lo rutsua. Over there, we're concerned that perhaps it's going to be nifsuka. It's going to split, right? Or it's going to break lo rutsua, the strap, the sandal of his sandal, right? Of his shoe strap. Yeah, vahoda ozil, and it's going to go back to, yeah, the miktare, to tie it, right? Vahomri, and people are going to say, because he, basically, and then he missed Berchus Kohanim, right? And they're going to say, hey, what happened to that coin?
What's the mixture?
To tie it. Oh. Yeah, but how many people are going to say, Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutzu? Right? He's a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutzu. You see, he used to be a coin.
But he just suddenly realized.
Yeah. A lot of fans. I had a friend who used to be a coin, and then he stopped being one.
But it's because
he was a Levy in the end, though.
Mark previously said that we suspect someone's a Ben Chalutzu.
Good.
It never turns out.
Yes, good, Gil. Very good. Good. I also have the same question. Good.
Okay.
Good question. Okay, the Mikdash Brocha, I can't speak about it. In the Mikdash, you say one Brocha. Okay, you probably got to go, shall you?
Yeah.
Just wait, right. So, Kol Kach Lama. We said, right, you've got, right, we say one bracha. Now, Lefi She'ein Oinim Amen B'Mikdash. We're just going to get to the Mishnah, but so, because you don't answer Amen in the Mikdash. Now, Tan Rabbanan. Minayin She'ein Oinim Amen B'Mikdash. How do you know that you don't answer Amen B'Mikdash? Shinema. So it's going to be funny because the proof that we're going to bring is not going to prove why we don't say Amen in the Mikdash. Straight away, we're actually going to get, it's going to say, it's just going to show that the blessings in the base of Mikdash are different. And then in the continuation of the Pasuk, we're going to answer why we say Baruch Shem. Okay. Minayin She'ein Oinim Amen B'Mikdash. Shinema. Kumu, get up. Baruch es Hashem, and bless, right, Hashem, Elokeichem, your God, mina oilam vada oilam, from the oilam mina oilam. So if you look in the Rashi over here, yeah, he gives a special nusach. They didn't have the brachas that we blessed, right? They have different brachas. So if you look on the fourth line of Rashi, yeah, over here, all right, the second word, kach hayum mevorachin. This is what the blessing that they said in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, Mina Oilam Vada Oilam. Right? Lamagin Avram. So Shmona Esrei took a lot longer. If you think about it, instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, we say Lamagin Avram, we say Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Mina Oilam Vada Oilam, Magin Avram. So then, okay, now. And the similarly for the other brachas. Now back to the Gemara. Minayin she'al kol bracha u'bracha tehila. And how do you know that each bracha has a tehila? So now this is talking about Baruch Shem. Yeah. Shinema vivarchu shem kavodecha umuram al kol bracha tehila. Right. And they should bless your honorable name, which is elevated on kol bracha tehila. On every right, is elevated on all blessings and praises. So we learn from this, I'll call bracha or bracha tain lo tehillah. And each bracha, you should give it a tehillah. And what is the tehillah? The tehillah is bruch shem kvod malchuso leolam vo'ed. Goyach.